Antidote, it's the Opera House's Festival of Ideas and Change. It will be hosting Alternative Futures, a discussion on alternative economic systems. There's a couple of speakers, former Finance Minister of Greece, Yanis Varoufakis, and former Deputy Leader of the Australian Greens, Scott Ludlam, who's recently released his first book, Full Circle, A Search for the World That Comes Next. It's a manifesto for new ecological politics. Here to talk to us about the new publication and Antidote Festival is the man himself. Scott, how's it going? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for joining the show.
Always a pleasure.
So is there a little bit of a delay there, or are we pretty well good to go there, Scott?
Well, both. So there's a delay because I'm on Turnbull quality NBN, but okay. I'm nonetheless good to go.
All righty, sounds good. So thank you for joining us. Like I've said, you've stated that your new book, Full Circle, A Search for the World That Comes Next. It's not a political memoir, but rather an exploration into big picture questions that you weren't able to fully engage with whilst in politics. Now, you did have a pretty interesting career. You were a senator for WA, a pretty rich mining state, as a Greens representative. There was the 2013 loss of ballot papers there, which caused you a couple of headaches, and then dual citizenship drama. So why the intention to focus on something else?
Well, I had a pretty good run. I had 9 years in politics, and I'd worked around Western Australian Greens politics for 6 years before that. So it did feel like an opportunity to try something different. And I think, as any of my colleagues would know, it's really difficult to focus on big picture stuff sometimes when you're continually besieged by the state of the world, the state of the country. And, you know, some of the nastiest people in the country are just making your to-do list for you every single morning. So it did feel like a good opportunity to strike out and try something a bit different.
So what are these different things then you want to focus on, if you can elaborate a little bit?
Well, it's a book really about social movements, why sometimes we succeed, why sometimes we fail. It's about the crossover between the formal political realm that I was involved in, parliamentary politics, and kind of more anarchic or more grassroots social movements. Why do we sometimes manage to pull off the unexpected, and sometimes we find ourselves, in a state of siege? So I wanted to know, really learn from people in the Global Greens doing this work in very different contexts to what I was familiar with, and the whole thing really is seen through the lens of the climate. We've got a perilously short amount of time to change very large scale social and political systems. And, you know, it's a struggle. We don't really have the opportunity to get it wrong.
So you do touch on some of these experiences with the, like, kind of grassroots activism, like you just said. There's Lebanon is an example, Brazil, South Africa, India. What did you gain from these experiences, and how do you think some parts of this could be applied in Australia?
Look, I gained a lot working with Greens MPs or candidates or activists, anti-mining campaigners, Aboriginal and tribal people from around the world, just was incredibly enriching. The ability to learn from people doing similar work to what I'd been doing, but under vastly more difficult circumstances, really did lend some perspective to the kind of challenges that we face here. The other thing, I guess, that really came through very sharply was this concept of state capture, of what happens when systems that outwardly look democratic have actually been hollowed out by powerful economic interests, as is clearly the case here in Australia. And being able to learn how people have confronted those sort of challenges elsewhere was just incredibly enriching. And then, of course, the writing process itself was interrupted by these colossal megafires that swept right up and down the eastern seaboard at the beginning of last year, which I suppose sharpened the focus on how little time we have left to make these changes.
It has been a pretty tough couple of 18 months, I suppose, or acute kind of examples of very tough circumstances in 18 months. Do you think we're on the, Monday morning. You know what I'm trying to say there, Scott, of a bit of a changing of the tide here in Australia, would you like to think at least?
Yeah, I mean, anything is possible. The only thing that can't continue is the status quo, because it's incredibly brittle and it's fragile even though it's our present kind of form of industrial capitalism has been incredibly resilient to shocks because it continually is bailed out, but it can't continue the way it is. And so definitely we're on the cusp of a change, but what will determine what kind of change it is, whether it throws us into a very dark place indeed, or whether something much more hopeful is on the horizon, that's up to ordinary people. And I think that's what I'm most hoping to talk to Yanis about at the Antidote Festival, is the sense that social change isn't fixed. It's not immutable. Everything is up for grabs. If we remember that collectively we're very, very powerful.
Say that again. Sorry, Scott. We just cut out ever so slightly.
I don't know how much you lost, and apologies for the quality of the call. It's just really that sense that, yes, change is coming, and the kind of change that it is really in the hands of ordinary people.
Absolutely. You do touch on that in the last part of your book. It focuses on imagining a world in a better place. What happens if those kind of fighting for environmental justice win? It is optimistic. It is refreshing to kind of focus on the positives there. What does it look like? How might it manifest, especially when it's, I don't know, theoretical at this stage?
Well, there's big parts of it that aren't theoretical. I describe it as it's a form of ecological post-capitalism. So what happens if we manage to defuse and reprogram the most destructive and parasitic aspects of predator capitalism? What does it look like after that if it's done in ecological fashion, if it's done on the foundation of First Nations wisdom and understanding organizing practice, if it's done from the grassroots rather than from the top down, how does it look? It looks gorgeous. And again, I think this is something that's going to be great to talk to Yanis about. Yeah, you can't just offer a critique. You have to look at what the alternatives are. And one thing that I guess was really wonderful to discover and reaffirm in the process of writing the book is that the alternatives are around us everywhere. We don't have to invent some fantastic new Star Trek technology. We've got to scale up things that are already there.
Absolutely. And just to touch on that then, that speak that you're going to do, that you're going to do with Yanis as part of Antidote Festival, what else can we expect for it for those that are interested and might want to tag along?
Well, he's such an interesting guy, and I'm presuming most of your listeners have come across him before. He's got long-standing connection to Australia. He studied and taught here in Sydney, but he was the finance minister of Greece during a really turbulent period of time in 2015, and he's seen close up how the machine works in the European context. The other thing that I want to ask him about is something that we both have some involvement in, which is an organization or a network, global network, called the Progressive International, which was founded in 2018 and launched last year, right as the pandemic was really gaining pace. And it's one of the most hopeful signs of a new form of internationalism and grassroots organizing that that he's played a really important part in. So there's plenty to talk about, because he combines critique with vision and with hope for what may come next.
That sounds great. And then just finally, Scott, before I let you go, if someone wants to go and check out your book, a bit of a opportunity to plug it here, where can they go and find it?
I'm so not used to doing that, so thank you for opening the door. Well, the book is called Full Circle, A Search for the World That Comes Next. It's published by Black Ink.
Sorry again, Scott. We've lost
and
you.
And so if you just...
Sorry again, Scott, we've lost you just a little bit there as well. Do you want to just go over that again, where someone could go and pick up that book?
Yeah, the book is called Full Circle. And if you check out Black Ink's website, a Melbourne-based publisher, they've published that, launched in May at the Sydney Writers' Festival. It's available online. It's available in all good bookstores, and I hope you love it.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Scott.